I'm Mike Sweeney. This is the Simplified Body Podcast. Welcome to episode 5 of the Simplified Body Podcast. I'm Mike Sweeney, and I have a quick quiz question for you. So I'm just wondering, do you know what the most important factor or principle is about training? The most important. Now, obviously, if you don't know what the single most important factor about training is, then it doesn't matter how good your program is. It could be the best program in the world. It will still most definitely fail you. And I see this happening every single day, still now. Every time I go to the gym, I see guys in the gym and even girls in the gym who look the same as they did 5 years ago. And I even see personal trainers still in 2016 getting their clients to do the very same exercises, the same reps, the same rest periods, etc. And as a result, it's not really surprising that, you know, their clients don't get brilliant results, really. So I'm just going to read you a quote that's going to give you a hint as to what this single most important factor is. Now, this quote comes from a very good book by somebody called David de la Neve, who's actually a world record deadlift holder. He's got this great book all about deadlifting. And so obviously his quote is about strength training, and I'll explain how it applies in just a second. So Dave says, "The first is that a fundamental necessity of gaining strength or size is that you are progressively lifting heavier weights. This is not debatable or optional. The details surrounding exactly how you do this are, of course, subject to debate. But progression overload is a law and not a choice. Understanding this point and becoming intimately familiar with it, if you know nothing else about strength training, but you fundamentally understand that you have to do a little bit more every time you train in one way or another, you will already know most of what you need to know about weight training." So that's a quote from Dave de la Neve's book. Fantastic book. Highly recommend you grab it. And that quote obviously relates to strength training and deadlifting specifically, but it does highlight that the most important factor about any form of training, specifically when we're talking about body composition, is progression. Like, it's all about progression. And just like he says in his book, you cannot build muscle without some form of progressive overload. Now, obviously, how you go about the progression is obviously, I mean, you could just go into Google and there are billions of pages of web content of people trying to convince you that their training programs are the best in the world. I think right now, high intensity training is super popular and supposedly magical, but it wouldn't work if it wasn't for the progression. You still have to progress. Like I said, you could do the best HIIT training program ever designed, but if you're not getting a little bit better in some way, shape, or form every single time you do it, then it's completely pointless. Now, I know this sounds like super basic and maybe even sounds a little bit patronizing, especially if you've been in the fitness industry for a while, been reading blogs, books, listening to podcasts like this one. Might sound a little bit patronizing, but like I said, it's super surprising to me how often that people forget that it's all about progression. It doesn't really matter if you lift weights because you want to be strong and muscular and also lean. It doesn't matter if you want to do running. Runners are lean as well. It doesn't matter if you want to ride your bike, do cycling. It doesn't matter what you want to do. You have to build in some form of progression. And that also necessitates that you kind of track something to make sure that you are progressing. Because like I said, otherwise you go stagnant, you don't get the results. And this is particularly true when we're talking about body recomposition, building muscle, burning fat, etc. So like I said, it doesn't matter whether you do, You know, the high intensity training program, the bro bodybuilding split, the full body workouts, it doesn't really matter what you are doing. As long as you are progressing, you will be completely fine. If you are not progressing, then obviously you won't get the results you want. And like I said earlier, I do see this every day in the gym where, you know, guys and girls will do the exact same exercises with the exact same 12 reps, the exact same number of sets. And they will do it because obviously that's what the magazines say to do. But lo and behold, they don't really get anywhere. So all of that said, how do we implement this then? How do we make sure that we are progressing? Well, the first step, like I said, is to implement some form of tracking. You know, that could be there's lots of different apps now that will track your lifts for you. They'll track your time spent exercising, etc. But I'd like you to keep in mind this principle, and I vaguely remember this from doing my sports science degree back in my Loughborough days, and it's always helped me to kind of, you know, kind of understand the sort of different aspects of manipulating your training to make sure that you're progressing. And this is this principle of FIT, F-I-T. So the F stands for frequency, the I for intensity, and the T for time. So F for frequency. So we could train more. And this is what most people try to do. They, you know, they start off training 4 times a week, 5 times a week, and then, you know, maybe try to train 6 times a week. And, you know, I still come across people training twice a day and doing this kind of stuff. So you could train more, particularly if you're not training, you know, very often. You might start your program. So I would start somebody's program with them training twice a week. And then I progress that to 3 to 4 to 5. And then that gives you that progression of the frequency of training. So that would be the easiest one. The next one then, intensity. And this is where the whole high intensity stuff kind of fits in. If you ramp up the intensity of training, you can afford then to train less frequently, but also to spend less time training. Now there's a few different ways to manipulate the intensity principle. So, you know, and again, high intensity training does this. You take shorter rest periods, and just by doing that, you make it harder. You build in progression, it becomes more intense, etc. If you are weight training, you simply add more weight. That would be increasing intensity. You could also decrease the rest periods whilst weight training as well. So intensity is super important. And like I said, that's where this whole high intensity stuff fits. And then the last one is if you've got time. And these two kind of go together. So like I said, you could reduce your rest periods, which is reducing the amount of time that you train in, which bumps up your intensity. But you could also increase the amount of time that you spend training. Now, Olympic level athletes tend to do this a lot because they periodize their training. So they can often spend, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a day doing various different types of training. And that would be an example of increasing the amount of time that you spend training. Now, for most folks who are super busy, like myself, probably like yourself, you probably want to work with the intensity thing a little bit, maybe the frequency. Probably want to, you know, try and keep your rest periods quite short, keep the total amount of time spent training quite short. That will work automatically to bump up the intensity. And then if you just make sure that we are pushing forward with either the weight or the speed or the, you know, just increasing that sort of progression every single week, just a little bit, and then you can also then play with the frequency of training. And like I said, I mean, this might sound super dead basic, but you know, over the last 5, 6, 7 years of working with clients myself, it is surprising still that people forget this. They get caught up in doing the bro split of, I'm going to train 12 sets on my biceps today. You know, and they're not kind of picking up that they've done the same 12 sets for the last 3 years, which is why they're not progressing. And then, like I said, even observing personal trainers in the gym or even talking to some personal trainers, they just get caught up in the hype of, you know, right now it's high intensity training. A few years ago, it was like bodyweight training and all of this kind of stuff. And, you know, you have to see it for what it is. All it's really doing is manipulating these FIT principles, frequency, intensity, and time. And that's really all it's doing. And like I said, even with that, without the progression, like if we're not getting better in some way, shape or form every single week, then actually none of that matters. Literally none of it matters. You could have the best program designed by the best coaches in the world with all of the best research backing it up, but if you're not progressing with that program, then it's going to count for absolutely nothing and the results are not going to come. So that's it for today. Hopefully that was useful, hopefully nice and practical. I would recommend you write down the FIT principles and make sure that either your training or your client's training is kind of have these principles in there and you are manipulating them to build in some progression as you go along. Any questions about this episode or anything else at all, drop me an email at mike@nutritionable.co.uk and I will catch you on the next episode.